Okay, let's pick up with the next Rashi here. The next Rashi seems to be a major point of discussion for the Shonim. Yesterday we dealt with Bas Torin and the question of Rashash on Rashi. We tried to resolve that. We saw that Rashi really consistent with the Tosfos V'Hazakein. Let's move on to the next issue. The Gemara says, if a person would say, Omar L'Shiv Chasa, this is a very nice little Rashi, because it deals with two issues. It deals with the issue of Shevcha, also deals with the issue of Ishus. Right? So the Gemara says, if you say to you Shevcha, Harei Amutaris L'Chal Adon, Lo Omar V'Lo Klom. What does that mean? What's Lo Omar V'Lo Klom?
It just does nothing.
It didn't accomplish anything. It did not accomplish anything. Mean what? She's not free. You're not free here. You do not serve to free the Shevcha. Right? So let's take a look at the Rashi. Someone want to read the Rashi inside? Chaim, you want to take a look at the Rashi? Hariat Mutaris? The second Rashi. Hariat Mutaris.
Lashon Gerushin Hu. Avelo Lashon Shachor.
Good. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Why is it no good? Rashi is telling you why it's no good.
Lashon Gerushin of divorce, not of emancipation.
Right. You use the wrong language. You use language that's appropriate for what? For Gerushin. But not for Shifra, not for freeing of slaves. Okay? Okay, you're doing great.
The Shifra.
Lo lashon Shifra the Shifra. It's not the language you use to free a slave or a maidservant. De'i.
De'i Baschorin.
Mashvila.
Mashvila.
If you're going to try to make her into a Baschorin, you're trying to emancipate her, as Hal said, trying to free her. Right. You're not really doing that. You're not making her mutaris to everyone. She's not mutaris to avodim yet. Or no longer, I should say. Right. What, a little background, I guess, would be helpful here. It seems that the Gemara is specifically addressing the issue of the Eved Kanani. So what happens with the Eved Kanani is that when you acquire the Eved Kanani, he becomes like a quasi-Jew in terms of mitzvahs, right? Like a woman. He's chayiv in mitzvahs like a woman. Meaning mitzvahs aseisha, lo azman groma. But there's a tefillah that's required. It's interesting. The Rambam seems to say that there are two tefillahs that are necessary. One tefillah at the beginning of the avdus, and one tefillah at the end to be mashlem, the gerus. I'll just read the Rambam just for a second. He says, "Kishet she yishtacher ha'eved," and it's mashma that it's applied to the shifa also. Tzarech tvila acheres b'fnei shlosha b'yom. He has to have tvila in front of a bezdin. Sheba tigamer geruso, and then the gerus will be completed at that point. V'yiyach yisrael, and then the individual will be like a full-fledged yisrael. The previous Rambam, Yud Aleph, says, "Kishem shemalan matvilan sagerim." You do mila and you submerse a ger in the mikvah. And the kachim so too kach malin umadbilin esa avodim hanil kachim min hagoyim l'shem avdus. If you get a eved kanani from a kanani owner, kanani master, you mal him and you matbil him in the mikvah l'shem avdus. Halokech Eved Min Hagoy V'Kidim Ha'Eved V'Tavo. Okay, that's not our issue.
He's like half Jewish.
That's right. It's sort of like, that's not our issue now. We're not going to get to the whole reason why, how. Right now, all we need to know is that's what happens. The Eved comes into your domain. There's a initial process of quasi gerus, and it's completed upon the shepherd of the Eved. All right? So that's really what Rashi is addressing here. Rashi says, what happens at that point when you free the slave? She's not a slave anymore. She's a regular person. She's a regular person. She's not allowed to marry a slave. So previously, when she was a slave, a shifcha, right? That's the whole pasuk in the Torah. Guy says, I love my master. I like the wife that he gave me, and he wants to stay. So that's when you pierce his ear and you keep him till Yovel. So over here, we're talking about a case where the person is, that's even by, so that's a little bit different. That's by the regular Eved. Right? That's by the Eved Ivri. Because it's by Eved Kanani, but lo mehem tavodim. But yeah, the point is that once the person is no longer an Eved, you're not allowed to be with an Eved anymore, you can't be with a Shifra. So now you're freeing this woman, you're trying to free this woman, and you're saying mutaras, but Rashi says, one second, if you're trying to make her mashvila a bas chorin, ain't a mutaris lavadim. She's not mutaris lavadim. You're saying mutaris, she's not mutaris. She can't be with an evet. So by freeing her, you're really answering her to the evet. Have a lashon get. Sorry, a lashon get who? This is a lashon get. Why is it a lashon get? Good. That's, what are you doing when you free a woman from your marriage or from marriage with you?
You're permitting her to what, everyone she was asked to.
Anyone who she's previously asked to be with because of you, she's now mutaris to. So that's what Rashi says. That's why mutaris is a lashon of gerushin. It's true. Mutaris is a lashon of gerushin because you're being mocked to her in a way that she was not previously permitted. How so? She couldn't marry another person. She was an Eishes Ish. Now you're saying, you're mutaris. You're mutaris to have be with someone else. You're no longer an Eishes Ish. You're mutaris. That's a simple pshat in Rashi. Mutaris is, works for gerushin. It does not work for shifcha. Why? It's not true. The process of releasing the shifcha from your servitude is not being matir. It's really answering her to people. So far, so good?
Because you're answering her from other people.
You're answering her from slaves now, right? You're making her into a free woman. Now she can no longer be with slaves. So to say mutaris is not true. Mutaris l'chol adam is not true. Just that's pshat and rashi. We're just doing a simple pshat and rashi.
He's putting a problem with the situation with
the slave. That's right. The Gemara says it's lokum. He's trying to explain why it's lokum. So I'll tell you why it's lokum. Because it's simply not true. The same mutaris is mashma that she's now permissible to everyone. But that's just not the case.
But you could say the same thing about in a normal divorce.
Yeah. Good. Excellent question. That seems to be the implied question that the Rishonim deal with when they discuss this Rashi, right? So let's take a look. We'll take a look first at the Meiri, and then the Tosfos Harash. Okay. Mm-hmm. Something wrong?
No.
Okay. Let's take a look at the Meiri first.
What page is the Meiri?
The Meiri. No, that's the
other one.
Meiri. Everyone have the Meiri? Is it 7? 5? 5? 5/8?
8.
Something I said? I think everyone was getting up and leaving. Another Meiri, forget it. We're at it.
Where's Avi? Right here.
Avi Hirschman?
Yeah.
He had to do something with his car, so I'll be back to him.
Mike said he can't.
Okay. It was just for him, not for me. Okay. So we want to read the appropriate paragraph over here?
Where? 5/9?
I think it's on... it's 5/9. Kfar Yadata. You want to read? Someone want to read? Avi, want to do it?
Yeah, sure.
2 minutes? Okay, we'll let you do the next thing. You want to do it?
Yeah. Kfar Yadata, Jirashon Girushin, Shebaget, Hu Hare At Mutel Chol Adam.
Good. That's the standard language that's written in the get for Ishus. For Girushin. What?
Yes, if you're talking about Rin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get, he says, should we get? Should we get?
Right, okay. Uwe sheget shachru l'shivcha, hariyat bat churin, shivchato. Hariyat bat churin. L'shivchato, hariyat mutel l'chol adam.
I see, I don't know, ours has kasa. We mentioned this yesterday, I think in the note he has that, right? Yid Aleph over there, Yid Beis, one of those notes? Kasa l'shivcha, so. Doesn't he say chaser, kasa v'omar?
I know you read it. Yeah.
Which note was it? Yeah, what note is it?
It's Yibbe.
Yibbe, okay. Good. So, Kasav, Leshiv Chaso, Hariyat Mutaris Lechol Adam. What?
Enoklum.
V'chatvu
gedolei ha-mefarshim, ha-ta'am, v'pnei she-hat-ra-ta, Lechol Adam, eno taloi beget bevad.
Good, stop. What does that mean?
So maybe
he's sort of explaining what the Gemara's issue is here. Right? The Gemara says that it works for Gershon, but it works for Shifcha, but it doesn't work for Gershon when you say Harat Harayat Bachorin. The other way. It works for Shifcha, but it doesn't work for Bachorin. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work for Merit. Why? Go ahead. Shalat HaRasul L'chol Adam. Or he says, Harayat Muteres L'chol Adam. Sorry. You say Harayat Muteres L'chol Adam. Works for Shifcha, but doesn't work. Works for Ishus, but not for Shifcha.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's my mistake. Not Harayat Bachorin. Harayat Muteres L'chol Adam. The case we're dealing with. Harayat Muteres L'chol Adam works for Gershon, but not for Shifcha.
Because of the issue that the Rashi brought?
Well, he's going to give a different reason. He's going to give a difference. Listen to his reason. Good. So that's like the Rambam that we mentioned. There is a tefillah. So what's the big problem? So the Miri says, oh, the problem is that it doesn't end with the get. It doesn't end with the get shechor. There's more to it. What else is involved? The tefillah. She'achar get.
It's a very technical issue.
Yeah, so before we move on. So what's he saying? So let's just say outside what the meaning is saying.
You can't say the get, it's not in the get shechrur, in the emancipation document, say, now you're material to all men, when really you're not, because the get's not doing that. Only what comes after the get is doing that. So therefore,
well, it's not only, they're both necessary.
But not yet. She's not muteret yet.
That's right. That's the point. That's the point.
No, we're talking about the slave. We're talking about the slave.
I understand the thing. The slave wasn't permitted to all men, and now the slave is.
Not yet.
That's the point. Not yet. She still needs the tefillah to be immersed.
See, the Gemara is saying like this. Let's take it slow. Let's take it slow.
I'm not sure Corona
tonight. She can't.
Okay, so let's get back to the Me'iri. What's the Me'iri saying? By the way, who is he quoting him? Who's he quoting?
A bunch of Rishonim.
What's he called? Gedolei
Harav. Gimel is Haravad.
Yeah, that's his code word for Reitman, right?
For what?
That's his appellation. His appellation for the Reitman. Problem. It's a problem. It's not accurate. You can't say I'm being mati to everyone because you're not being mati to everyone. There's still something else he has to do. The Maisa of Shifra. This is the Ravid's time, basically, if you want to put it in these terms. It's not the Maisa Shechrer, per se, that's Matihar. No. The Maisa Shechrer is only for a step. That removes her from the Avdus, perhaps. But it's not what's Matihar. There's another step that's necessary. Well, now you have to finish the Geiris. So when you say you hire out Mataras al, I'm simply wrong.
By
get is completely finished.
Oh, 1 second. By get, we're going to see by get. This is get shechur. You have to get to get.
Get shechur is emancipation.
Right.
And we're saying that the woman becoming the talk to everyone else does not occur.
That's right.
Well,
it's two phases. It's two phases. She's no longer meshuvah to me. I free her. But to say Mataras al, that's not true.
There's that occurs when?
After tefillah.
But we're saying this is the same document, aren't we?
What do you mean? The same document as what?
I thought it was a get that had...
No, there's two types of getting. We call it, one's a get shechra or shtar shechra, and one is a get for the woman. So the Gemara is saying, let's say you use the language that's more appropriate for the woman, for your wife, to try to free your shechra.
Right. Well,
there's none. It's nothing. So why is it nothing? Oh, so Miri says why it's nothing. It's nothing. Because it's true that you were meshacher her, yes. But to say that she's mutaras l'chol adam, no. You're not being matir l'chol adam. Your maisa of shechur is not what's matir her yet. The heter of being mutaras l'chol adam only comes about after. That's in other words, you can't get to that point. It's true. You can't get to that point without the shechur. But it's not the shechur per se which creates the heter.
Right. When does it come about? When you
after tevila. No, after tevila. You give her the shtar shechur and then you take her to she goes to the mikvah.
Okay.
Like the Rambam says. Right? Kishi yishtachar ha'eved sarach tevila acharis b'fnei shlosha.
So this is the Ravid or the Me'iri?
The Me'iri is quoting the Ravid. He's saying the Ravid says that what's the problem over here? Mm-hmm. Problem is that you have a maisa of shechur. That's true. But that's only the first shlav. That takes her out of your shibud. She's not your Evet. She's not your Shivcha anymore. Ah, you want to tell her now she's Mutaris Lechol Adam? That only comes about with the Tefillah. You follow the Chaim? You're not going to get to the Tefillah. You're not going to get to the Tefillah without the Shivcha. That's true.
Right.
You're not going to get there until she's a Meshachreres. But we don't look at the Maisa Shichror as that which is Mati her. That's sort of only a Hechitimtzi to the Geiris.
Right?
It's like a Hechsher to get to the Geiris. It's a prerequisite to get to the Geiris. But I don't look at that as being the Makabapatish. It's not the thing which causes the Heter to be to sell with someone else.
What's
the Makabapatish? Is the thing that completes. Yeah. Okay? So what's the, now the Miri is not really saying it in so many words, but why is this work by Ishus?
Because the get does actually make her Mutar L'Chol Adam.
That's
therefore,
it.
It's a proper
get. Language. That's exactly all it is. You say Mutar L'Chol Adam, and that's it. Shalom Yisrael. You go to be with whoever you want, as long as it's not a Kohen, right?
But what you said, it is the Heter.
That is the Heter. Right. Whoever she's going to be Mutaris to, that is the Heter.
See, so immediately after her saying that, there's no other step. Immediately after him saying it, there's no other step.
Well, she has to get married, but...
That's
right. There's nothing else that ties her to him. She's not bound to him in any other way.
What about the... Don't they have to write a get afterwards?
Yeah, we're talking about the get. After I give the get, that's it.
Oh, that's okay.
Right, so that, again, that comes back to yesterday's issue. Did I write the Lashon? Did I say the Lashon? We're not bothered by
it. As opposed to the Eved where you need the Mekar right after.
That's right.
There's no Mekar involved in regular...
No, I mean, when she gets remarried, she'll have to go to mikveh again, just for different reasons, for technical reasons. Not because of the tie to the previous husband, just for nida. Right? A woman's a nida until she goes to the mikveh. So she says she gets divorced, and then she just stops going to the mikveh because she's not married, she's not having relations. When she gets remarried, she has to go to the mikveh again, assuming she's never gone in the interim, right? She hasn't gone in the interim. But that's a technical thing. It has nothing to do with the process of being mutaris to the man. She is mutaris to the man by virtue of the fact that he was megarish her. Does everyone understand what the Miri is saying? It's a nice chiluk that he's making.
Mm-hmm.
One is direct, and one is not direct. The one that's direct, that's why the Lashon mutaris is appropriate. Because, yeah, this is the matir. This is the matir. But in the case of the Shichur, it's not the matir. It's only, either you want to call it part of the matir, or call it a hechik timtza to get to the matir. I can't get to the matir without this, but I don't look at it as being the matir. That's what the Miri is saying. I think it's a nice point.
And Rashi is just saying it's a semantics thing, a contradiction in what you're saying completely.
They're not right. They're not going in the same way as Rashi. They're not taking the same approach as Rashi. Now, it could be because they were bothered by Chaim's question. It could be because they're bothered by Tosfos Rashi's question. We'll see in a minute. But it seems like it's not Rashi's pshat. Right? There's not the same chat as Rashi. Okay. Let's take a look at the Tosfos Rashi. Tosfos Rashi has a different approach. I think it's also a very nice approach. It needs a little bit of hesber. I mean, the words say a lot, but you have to sort of flesh out the words a little bit more to get the svar there. So let's take a look.
What's the fraction?
Tosfos Rashi. What's the fraction?
4/8.
4/8. Is everyone clear on the Miri? I just want to make, before we go on, I want to make sure everyone's clear on the... Enjoy the Miri a little bit?
Yeah.
Bask in it? Okay. Let's move over to Tosfos Rashi. Revel. All right. Who's reading Tosfos Rashi for us?
We are.
You want to do it, Dr. J?
You want this? It's easy to read.
It's 4/8.
Old school.
Yeah,
old school.
Which is left line, left, yeah, pat, left side, down,
right. Yeah, good for you.
It says, I'm at base or
I'm at base? Yep, you got it.
You got it there?
Trying to find
it. You got the section at least? You got Tosfos Rashi? Okay, you're halfway there.
Here.
So now you gotta find the
I'm a bit.
1 second. Go ahead. Good. Meaning by Gerushin. Right, by real case of Gerushin.
Machmato.
Good. That's Rashi. Right, that's Rashi. Now he's a kasha with Rashi. He says, I understand something over here. Good. Whoa. Right, what's his kash on Rashi? If what? What's ihachi? If so, what? If Rashi's correct, right? Rashi's mahalach is correct, then what? Stop. You can say the same thing. What's his kasha?
Right, in the case of the wife, she's now mutar anyone who she was asur beforehand,
right.
All other people.
Right.
Because shivcha, she was asur to all bnei chorin, and now she isn't.
She was asur to everybody before, right? She was asur to everyone before. Now you're telling her that she's mutaris to everyone. Say the same thing. Whoever she was mutaris to, who she was asur to before, because she was a shivcha, and she was his shivcha, she's mutaris to them. Should be the same thing. That's his kasha. Yes? No? Say again.
Say again.
Okay. Read it again. Vakasha. Good. What does that mean? Who's including in that?
If
Rashi's chiluk is correct, Rashi's tiny is correct, his reasoning is correct, then what?
Then the shivka, we should say concerning shivka.
Good.
Say the same thing that he's permitting her to all the men to whom she was previously forbidden because of him.
Good. He's saying the same thing as he wants to say the same thing is happening. Same thing is happening with the shivcha as is happening with the abbot, with the woman. You're mounting her now to marry everyone else that she was previously forbidden to marry, and the shivcha as well. She was asura to everyone else, and now she's mutarish to everyone.
But Rashi doesn't see this as being mater everyone which she was previously forbidden to.
Right. What's Rashi?
He says you're mater to everyone. Period. That's his issue.
Well. You mati her to everyone except what was his problem? You mean mat? What's his lashon again?
Someone seems like Rashi is saying you're saying she mati to everyone, but when you're
asking, his problem is that you're asking,
really.
Right?
But
so he says, if you tell me the reason why it works, this is his kasha. The reason why it works by isha is because you're being mati her to whoever she was forbidden to before. Say the same thing over here. The shivcha was also to all these people before. Now she's mutaris. The lashon should work just as well. It should work just as well. Ah, so you'll tell me that I'm asking you to an eved now? I'm asking you to an eved? I'll say you're asking me to a kohen. I'll say you're asking a man to a woman to a kohen.
Right. The key here is that you're mastering her for everyone she was not mutar with before.
Because of that previous relationship. Right. Now it's true, there are resulting cases of Isser,
yeah.
But they both have that. The truth is they both have that.
But you're still making the mantra.
That's what he wants to say. If Rashi is correct, you want to tell me that the reason why Mutaris is a good Lashon is because I'm giving you access to people that you were off limits to before.
Yeah, but the Lashon is called L'chol Adam.
Right. In both cases it's L'chol Adam.
Right, so
even by an Isha it's L'chol Adam.
Right, so
Kohen is apparently that's not a problem for the Lashon of Kol Adam. It means Kol Adam that you're allowed to marry. Kol Adam that you're otherwise not off limits to. Now you can't marry anybody. See, it's not an inherent psul, the Kohen. But only now she's a grusha, so now she can't marry the Kohen. But technically, Kohen would have been someone that she could marry. So when I say Mutar Kol Adam, I mean anyone that you could have otherwise married. Okay, Kohen's off limits now. So the Rosh is saying, say the same thing for the Shivcha. Anyone who couldn't marry before, because you were my Shivcha, now you can marry. You're Mutaris L'chol Adam. You can be with any man that you weren't always able to be with because of me. Ah, now you can't marry the Eved. Okay, that's because you have a new status of Bas Chorin. That's not because of anything that's to do with my release.
So Rashi, how do we explain Rashi?
Well, he's going to answer.
Question on other cases.
Say again? Without the question of the Rosh?
How do you explain Rashi not asking the same question of L'chol Adam in all of the cases?
What do you mean?
In general, marriage, general kedusha, not the slave. So it's there, like you said, the kohen.
Right. So what?
If his whole thing is that he's looking at the lashon very literally, and he's saying l'kol adam means supposed to mean l'kol adam, and if you're not making her mutar l'kol adam, then it's a contradiction. But does he think that specifically a contradiction only when you're dealing with the soul?
Yeah, because he says your maisa of releasing her is a maisa of being oser. Right, what's his lashon again? Someone has the Rashi open?
Lashon groshin hu, but lashon shakur.
Yeah.
One second.
Right, if you're trying to make her a bas chorin, if you want to call this woman a bas chorin, basically saying you're totally free, yeah?
And mutaret lavadim.
She's not mutaret lavadim. So what Irving's asking is, why isn't he bothered by the same question with the Kohen?
Yeah,
right. That's what you're asking. He's saying, why isn't he worried about when he's saying Teres L'chol Adam? What about the Kohen? Why isn't the same thing that's happening to the
Shifcha?
To Shifcha.
One you're making her Isra, one you're making her Mutar.
Well, I'm saying in both cases, depending on how you look at it, in both cases, you're freeing her on the one hand, but you're also creating Isser for her on the other hand.
Right, but we're seeing Kedushin as really creating an Isser, no?
Which case? Gerushin, you mean? Forget about Kedushin right now.
So Gerushin,
this is only Gerushin now. Gerushin and Shechur.
Okay, so Gerushin, you're making her mutar to everyone else again.
Except the Kohen.
Except the Kohen.
Right?
You're making her
retire
to everyone else
except an Eved, because she's not allowed to marry, right? You're putting an Isser on her that she didn't previously have. When she was a Shifcha, she was allowed to be with Avadim. Now she's a Meshucharet, she's not allowed to be with Avadim. She's retired to everyone else.
Do you not want to focus on this right now?
No, I don't mind. But what are you asking? What's your question? Your question is, why is Rashi not bothered by that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Question.
Right. Right. I think the Tosla Rosh is trying to deal with that a little bit. You want to think about it for a second?
No, let's keep going.
Okay. Let's do Tosafot Rashi, and if you don't feel that we satisfy that question, we'll take it up separately. All right? What's his answer? What does it mean? What's Pshat Lo Omar Klum?
He has said nothing of validity.
Right, so he's explaining what that means. He's saying, Pirish, what does it mean? Good.
Good.
What does that mean?
It means that for as long as he hasn't removed from her the servitude, he's not using appropriate language for permitting her.
Good, why?
Because she still, if he didn't use the right language to
yeah, but he's giving me a little bit more. He's giving me some lumbus over here, right?
Yeah.
What's he saying? He's distinguishing. He's trying to distinguish now between avdus and ishus, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has to be able to distinguish between avdus and ishus. So he said, oh, I'll tell you, that lashon of mutaras l'chol adam, it works by what? It works by ishus, but it doesn't work by gerushin. Why? Oh, because by gerushin, the iser, by shivcha rather, by
it
shivcha.
Works by gerushin, but not by ishus.
Yeah, by shivcha, it's not an independent halacha. It's tali. It's not a din b'fnei atzma. It's tali on what? It's tali on the avdus. It's tali on the avdus. And if that's the case, as long as she has a shame eved, as long as she has a shame eved, then what? You can't use Lashon Heter. He says Lashon Heter is not going to be Moel. You're Mutaris. It's very nice. You said I'm Mutaris. But that's not true. It's not true. Why? Because I'm still bound as a Shifcha. So that's what he's saying. We have to explain what he means. But apparently that would not be a problem for the case of the woman.
Why was he saying she's bound to Shifcha, though?
Because he didn't do anything to be Mafkia the Shifchas.
Well, what would have to be
Avdus. Okay.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say what he's saying and tell me what he means. He said this: the reason why this lashon of Haret Mutaras L'chol Adam doesn't work for the shifcha is because when you look at the shifcha, you have to understand where does her Isser emanate from? Where does the Isser of Shukha emanate from? He says it's not its own independent din that a Shukha is Asar. No, the reason why a Shukha is Asar is because has the status of an Evet. She's consumed by the status of Avdus, right? So as long as you haven't removed the Avdus, she is Asar. She's Asura. Read as Masha Ein Kein by Ishus. Masha Ein Kein by Ishus. What do you mean?
Does it not apply to Ishus?
Good, so that's what you have to tell me.
It is.
Let's try to explain that. That's what Hal was trying to explain a little bit earlier.
I was trying to say that.
I don't feel like I get the point enough to try to apply.
Okay, so let's take it slow. What's Chaim, are you with me here? Just say what the facts of the Tosa Rosh, the basic point. His Lashon, use his Lashon if you want.
Okay, so when it talks about Rosh, right, he says he doesn't agree with Rashi's version. Because according to Rashi, he says that you're not, according to his interpretation of Rashi, he's saying that now there's still something you're asked to. But you are being mounted to everything that was you asked to because of him, because of the guy. Because of the owner, you're asur to Bnei Chorin, right? Because of your master, you are asur to Bnei Chorin. But now that he's freed you, you're not anymore. So we did that. Same thing with the Isha. You are asur to other men, and now you're not, because he freed you. So they're the same. So why does Rashi have this problem? So you say it must be a different problem. And his problem is what? That... The Omar Kum, why? He didn't say anything. Right? So the Isur of Ishikha is Talui Ba'abdut. And even if you matir her, you say, oh, now you're free, but she's not really free because she is asur to everyone insofar as she's a slave, right? And when she's still a slave, she's always going to be asur to everyone else. That, it's a secondary thing. But the essential relationship is that she's a slave. Oh, insofar as she's a slave, she's going to be asur to everyone else. So if you say if you just matir her without saying that she's not a slave first, it's not going to do anything because whenever she's a slave, she's going to be asur to everyone else. In the case of the Isha, right? It's not that, oh, she's his husband, and whatever she's his husband, oh, then she's going to be free. It's that, oh, she's, when you do a kiddushin, you're designating, you're setting her apart. Oh, I am designated to you and asur to everyone else.
Now I remember this. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, say again.
What is he changing?
But for marriage, that is the definitive quality that she's permitted to.
In fact, Tosos, just to interject it for a second, Tosos writes in on Beis Amud Beis, when you say, when the Gemara talks about Asala Kliyamaka Hektish, that Lashon Kiddushin makes her like Hektish. That's what Lashon Kiddushin means. So it says, Hare at Mikudeshus Li, Kolomer, Lihi Yosli Mikudeshus L'Olam Bishvili. For me specifically, Kimo, like you said in Gemara Nedarim, Hare Hei Mikudeshin L'Shemayim, Lios L'Shemayim. Upash demil, so Mikudeshus Li, Miyuchedus Li, Mizumanus Li. Meaning, not to anyone else. You're asking on everyone else. You're making it to Ishus Ish. You're forbidding it to everyone else. That's what it is, a designation. So what's the? So how does that play out now?
Slavery is not a designation.
Well, let's speak from this perspective. When you give the get to the woman, you eat your wife. When a person gives a get to his wife, what has he done? He's removed something.
Removed the designation.
Removed the designation. Meaning there's no more ishus. The get directly removes the ishus. There is no more designation. And then what happens?
Then she's mutar.
That's right. In other words, I didn't. That's not the reason why she's. The reason why she's asura to a kohen is not because I removed the designation of ishus, right? It's a secondary thing that happens. Oh, now she's a grusha, so now she has that status of kahuna of being asura to the kohen. Chaim, you with me? This is your question on Rashi. You also asked the same question. Right, why isn't Rashi bothered by that question of the kahuna? Because there's a chiluk, and I think that's what the Tosfos Rashi is pointing out here. There's a chiluk between these two things. When it comes to ishus, the reason why she's ushered to the kohen is not because I removed the ishus. The reason why she's ushered to an eved is because I removed the shivud. Why she's mutter to an eved? Why? Because she's a shivcha. As soon as I remove the shivcha status, the avdus status, the shivud status, she's asura to the eved. One is a direct result of the other. No, it's not even, I don't want to say direct result. It's exactly, it is that thing. In other words, this is what's allowing her to be married to or involved with Avodim, that she's a Shechah. As soon as I remove that, no, now she's automatically, I'm basically saying, you're also to an Eved.
Okay.
Supposed to over here, I'm removing the Ishas. That's all I did. Right? I removed the Ishas. Now, because I removed the Ishas, now you have another status called Grusha, and because you're a Grusha, now you're also to a Kohen. It's a step removed.
I don't understand why. I don't understand how it's a step removed.
Because you're not saying, I have the same question.
No, because you're removing her slavery, and so she's now
I'm saying
free,
it's,
and as a freed woman now, she can't marry a slave.
Twice removed.
That's right.
Right.
Which case?
As opposed to, she's married, and now she's
divorced,
so now she can't marry a Kohen. It seems to me to be the same.
Let's go back to Shivcha. Go back to Shivcha for a second. How does that work? What allows her to be with an Evan?
She's
the fact that she's a Shivcha. What happens as soon as I take away the fact that she's a Shivcha?
I'm a Rebbe.
That's it. She's Mufka from being an Evan, therefore she's not allowed to be with a slave.
Okay,
so what allowed her to be with a Kohen?
Maybe this is how it's going. Are you saying, like, when she has the positive quality of being an Evet,
right,
she can be with other slaves?
That's right.
When you remove that positive quality, she lacks that positive title of an Evet, and so she can't be...
And that's what Asa, yeah, that Asa's her on a slave.
With
you understand that? So as soon as I remove the shame Evet,
yeah,
I'm asking her on the slave.
Right, but because she lacks the positive title of Evet,
which I removed.
Right, and that's why she can't.
That's right. A mafki the shame Evan. As soon as I mafki the shame Evan, then Mamela, she's also to an Evan.
With divorce, you're removing the positive quality title of
Ishus.
Of Ishus.
That's right.
But what that's doing is putting on another positive title of a divorcee.
That's a secondary result. I remove the Ishus, and then she became.
There's no positive title of freed woman with a slave. It's either you're a slave and you have the title of being able to be slaves, and you take it away, and then she's
right. It's not the fact that she's right. It's not the fact that she's mishuchreres, which now creates a situation where she's also to an eved. No, but she's freed.
Yeah.
No, it's the fact that she's no longer an eved. She's right. No longer a shivcha. That forbids her from being with an eved. So as soon as I took her out of from being a shivcha, she's memela. She can't be with an eved. That's why Rashi's bothered by that.
Right, but with kedushin, with gerushin, it really isn't like a title to be a divorcee, where it is not to be free. Being free is not a title the same way.
I take away the ishus. I created a shame grusha. Now because she's a grusha, now she can't be with a kohen.
It's like really with kedushin and gerushin, it's like you're replacing titles. There was the positive.
She was a shivcha. She was a shivcha. Now she's a batzchar.
I'm talking about
ishus.
Ishus.
Okay.
She was
right?
Penuria.
You had Ishus, that title, and you replaced it with she's divorced.
Well, I removed the Ishus, right. I removed the Ishus, and then because I removed the Ishus, now she acquires the status of a Grusha, which asks her to come.
Which is the same thing as when you move the status of being an Eved.
Right, no.
Now you've offered her.
No, because when you...
He is correct.
No.
In terms of the Kohen being a step removed, and the... And her being mutar to call Adam by a slave, right?
No, it's not a step removed.
No.
Oh, to move mutar to call Adam.
Yeah.
That's not what he's asking, right?
No, you're right. They're the same. The step to the Kohen and the step to being mutar to call Adam. Those are both. Which is why we don't care. Which is why we're not worried about either.
He's saying that which allows her to be with everyone else. But there's two things that are going on with the shivcha. There's two things that are going on with the shivcha. One is that I'm making it permissible to everyone else, and one is that I'm creating an isser on her. She can't with an eved.
That's one step, right?
No, those are two different things. So what we're saying is that in the case of the Eved, right, that's direct. There's something now which is allowing her to be with an Eved. As soon as I take that away, she can't be with the Eved anymore.
That's not the case in Ishut.
Do you understand that?
Yeah. But as soon as you...
So you ask me, what about... You ask me, exactly. So it's... It's not because I removed Ishus that she can't be with a Kohen. That's not true.
Right.
It's an outgrowth. It's a consequence.
When you remove Ishus, she made her grusha, right?
Yeah.
So in that same step, so that when you removed ishus, you made it forbidden from a kohen.
No, because you're thinking of it in a very practical sense.
You're right. Ultimately,
I'm adding another word there, but it's the exact same thing.
She's not also to the kohen because I removed ishus. That's what I'm trying to tell you. See, the case of the Eved, right now, she's allowed to be with the Shevcha, she's allowed to be with the Eved because she has she has something there. As soon as I take it away, she can't be there anymore. Right? There's something there which is allowing her to be with this Eved. As soon as I take it away...
Right, they're exact opposites, you're saying, as opposed to here, where it just happens to be because
Right, really, she has no hand... Really.
As being able to marry an Eved and not marrying an Eved are exact opposites.
That's right.
So when you do one, the other one immediately becomes... As in, the minute you're free, you can't become...
That's right, exactly.
I see. Right. I don't know how I define that.
The lesson of tulling. So if we see that the Isser of Shifra is tully on her being in heaven.
So what the Isser of Shifra
is tully on her being in heaven. How we describe the relationship between being a wife and being... If it's not tully on it, it just is it? So I would think, usually, I usually view tully as more as a... It's tully, it's one...
It's the exact opposite.
What lesson would you refer to the relationship between?
It's like that. But
see, I think that's what he's saying. In other words,
two steps.
By the ishus, as soon as I say she's mutaras, right. That's it. The whole thing falls apart.
Right. So
there is no ishus.
You're saying there's no tully. It's just one and the same.
Exactly. It is the ishus.
It is the ishus. Right.
It is the ishus.
The other one is tully. Another one. So it's two steps.
I think that's the mirror image of this idea. So in other words, the reason why Rashi doesn't have this problem, it could be that Tosafot Rashi is explaining for Rashi. I wasn't thinking. It could be that he's explaining for Rashi. Because with this, you could also answer the question why Rashi's not worried about the Kohen.
Did you see the parentheses?
Yeah, the Haggai, I don't know.
Well, that's not the same? When he's the Haggai, isn't that still the same person?
Yeah, but didn't he say it's in the Haggai there? Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know why it's in parentheses.
I was saying, but there
you go. But this is where Yashi Piyosh Rashi.
And he explains that he says the fact that you're being mutar, while being mati here, you're making her asr the same thing. It's like a paradoxical statement. It seems to be that's what.
Yeah, mutar is gamkin l'Yisrael.
Right, and so it's not shaykh to say that. It's not shaykh to use that lashon because you're saying mutar l'chol adam, you're also making asr to a large number of people.
Right.
I guess the Masha'in came by the Kohen.
That's a slightly different approach.
So what would be the Masha'in came by the Kohen there?
You think there's some other name in here. You see that?
Huh?
Some other name.
Oh, okay.
You see what it says at the end of that, by the way, Hal? You like that?
I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know how to pronounce that.
You know, well, forget about who it is. We see what it's at the end.
So he's offering a third option, or Samuf he's trying to defend her option?
Samuf Tet?
Yeah.
You know that? Sarah Di Tahar?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, so they say.
What is that?
They say purebred Sfardim. You
know, Sfardim. I said Sfardim.
It's usually what it stands for. You ever saw that before?
What, Sfardim Tamor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Samuf Tet.
That's right. Have you ever heard someone put like a Samuf Yud, Stam Yudi?
Stam Yudi, no.
That's heard. Like the response. Oh. Like people who don't like this Sfardim Tamor thing put Stam Yudi on it. Is he trying to defend Rashi? Is that what he's doing? He's saying why Rashi doesn't have a problem?
That's what I'm trying to say. Up to the parentheses, it sounds like he's giving his own shot, but what I'm saying is I think it answers your question on Rashi.
He's just showing why with the Grusha, the Kohen is not the same thing as by the
he's not really even he's not openly approaching the Kohen question, but I think Mamela, we can answer the Kohen question with this.
Right.
Hal, you okay?
Yeah, I'm just
You
alright
with it? Should we say again?
Just to let the Kohen part.
So the Kohen part by the Grusha, we're saying that the Kohen part by the Grusha is not a result of removing the Ishus. It's a result of the status of Grusha, which results from having removed the Ishus.
Right.
Masha Enke, in the case of the Shivcha, right away, when you remove her status of the Shivcha, she's Asura to the Eved. The only thing that was allowing her to be with the Eved is her status of a Shivcha. As soon as you remove it, that's it. No more Eved. But over here, the fact that she's a steward to a Kohen now, that's not a direct result of removal of the Ishus.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense.
That was a good one.
Right, so that really explains, that explains why Rashi wouldn't have this wouldn't be a kasha on Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's also, this is essentially what he's saying, right? In Tosafot Rashi. And this is essentially what Tosafot Rashi is saying, because he says, you mafkia. The avdus is what you need. So you say mutaras is not enough. Right? It's not mutaris. What do you mean mutaris? Mutaris is only a lashon that you could use once you're in the parsha of being marriageable. But you're not. Kol zman, you're bound up in avdos.
Right.
You're not. Oh, but by the woman, that's all there is. All there is mutaris. When I say mikudeshes, I'm saying you're also to everyone else. Mutaris undoes mikudeshes. But over here, since we're saying that by the avdos is what keeps you in check. So mutaris is not enough. I need to use a language that's mafki of the avdos. As soon as I'm mafki of the avdos, I can do that.
What's mafki?
I have to uproot the avdos, and that's why I need a lashon of that's more appropriate for doing that. Pashorin, something like that. But to say mutaris, right? To say mutaris, that doesn't really speak to the problem. Right? When I say mutaris by the isha that's married, I'm speaking to her problem.
Mm-hmm.
Her problem is that she was previously not mutaris. Right? Mikudeshes means not mutaris. Like Richie was saying, married means not mutaris. Forbidden. Like Tosos. Mikudeshes means miyuchedes li. It's for me. Oh, mutaris? That's it. You're the opposite of miyuchedes. You're the opposite of not mutaris. You're mutaris. But by the shifcha, to say mutaris, what does that mean? You're not speaking to the psul, so to speak. You're not speaking to the problem. The problem is avdus. Oh, how you mafki avdus? You need to use a different lashon. You need a lashon that undoes the problem. But because the nature of avdus and ishus are different,
right?
All you have to do to undo the ishus is give a get. That's it. Ishus is gone. That's it. Oh, now you, but I'm not creating isra on the kohen. I'm removing the problem, right? Mutaris. That's it. Not miyuchedes. That's it. That's all I did. Oh, now you tell me that you can't marry a kohen. That's a separate thing. But by shifcha, there's two things. Shifcha. Kolzman, she's a shifcha. She's also to everyone else. How do I undo that? I have to make her bas chorin. Making her bas chorin takes away the very thing which allows her to be with the eved. I'm taking away her servitude. Hi, no.
Can you remind us the mini chazara of the Miri?
Which Miri? The Miri is a totally different approach. Miri's approach is totally different. He's saying when you say mutaris, simply not accurate. Mutaris, you're referring to step one of the process and calling it the matir. It's not the matir. Tevila is the matir. Tevila is what makes her a gioris. That's what's matir al-chol.
Really, the Miri's disagreeing with this.
It's a different approach.
He's saying
that
there's an additional step.
Yeah. They're not denying that there's an additional step here.
Right, but it seems like in order to defend Rashi, you're trying to say that halachically, there's really two parts to the divorce.
Not two parts. There's one act of divorce, but then there's another thing which causes to create.
It's not mutar. Yeah. It's not mutar. Yeah.
Right. The Meiri is saying, listen, just look at it in terms of what makes her mutaris to other people. It's not the act that you freed her. You could free her. Let's say you're a bas chorin. Even if you said harayat bas chorin, she would still be asura to everyone else until the tevila. Right? You can take it. Okay, we'll stop here. So I don't know. Maybe tomorrow we'll pick up one other point, or we may decide to move on to the next sugi. Next sugi is the big Mekadesh B'Milva. So.
You started speaking Sephardic.
Which? What I say? Sugya?
No, asur.
Huh? Asur? You missed it before. We pointed out a Sfaradi Tahar. There's a Hago over here in the Tosla Rosh. He signs it. They put his name followed by the letter Samach Tet. Samach Tet stands for Sfaradi Tahar. A certain Sfaradim that they can Adayom Azeh, they sign their name Sfaradi Tahar.
Rabbi used to call me that.
Huh? Yeah, rabbi called you that?
Some rabbi in Israel used to call me that.